Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is one of the Democratic presidential candidates, is Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota now joining us. So thank you very much, Senator Klobuchar, for joining us.
Well, it's great to be on, and I so enjoyed seeing you out at Junction Hilltop in Green County, where we got to talk about wind energy and the important economic generator that we see in wind energy, but also about my ag plan and what I think we need to do to keep rural Iowa strong.
Absolutely, Senator. And we do have a couple of questions coming up here about that. But first of all, if you wouldn't mind, I know a lot of people maybe have heard your name. Could you just start off by telling us briefly about your background of who you are?
Sure. A U.S. Senator for the state of Minnesota. I always say I can see Iowa from my porch. I've been there for a number of years, and I actually am a senior member of the Agriculture Committee. In fact, next in line to chair it or be the ranking member. So I spent a lot of time on ag issues. I grew up in the suburbs of Minneapolis, and my husband is from Mankato, not too far from Iowa, and then he's a lawyer. And then my dad was from northern Minnesota, the son of my grandma and grandpa, and my grandpa was an iron ore miner his whole life. And then my mom came from Milwaukee, and she taught second grade until she was 70 years old. And John and I have one daughter, Abigail. She's out not in Brooklyn, Iowa, but Brooklyn, New York right now, working, and has come to Iowa a number of times with us campaigning. And, you know, my whole focus, I announced in the middle of a blizzard, is to say that we have to cross the river of our divides to a better place in our politics, and that we've got to make the economy the focus and do things that haven't been got done, like, you know, take on pharmaceutical prices and make sure that we have easier time for people to retire with long-term care, as well as doing something, a focus on Alzheimer's infrastructure. So I really tried to spend a lot of time on these bread and butter issues that I wish we would talk more in this debate, but there'll be many more to come.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump right into this next question concerning that really nice plan that you've put out there for agriculture, strengthening that and the rural communities. Can you point out to the parts of the plan that talk about specifically on family farms and beginning farmers?
Sure. So a lot of this is about the fact that we're seeing an aging in our farmer population. We all know that, and especially in Iowa. And we need to bring more and more young people into farming. And that's why I think we should make it easier for young people to get into farming. And I've already passed some bills on this, make it less expensive to get insurance, less expensive to do grazing, allow for more grazing exemptions, things like that. But in addition to that, I would push for a new tax credit for farmers who sell land or equipment to beginning farmers and expand assistance to beginning farmers and ranchers for better access to land, capital, and risk management. So it's just trying to figure out how do you create some incentives. You don't want all this land to go to big corporate conglomerates, right? You want it to be able to pass on from generation to generation or at least sold to the next generation. And so we want to keep that going or we're going to lose the concept of the family farm.
All right, and this next question still deals with agriculture, but a little bit more topical in the media here lately. And it's been no secret that there's really no end in sight of the trade dispute with China, along with low commodity prices. And if this probably will continue to the next presidency. So how would you handle the current farming issues to help our area farmers?
Well, I think the president needs to go back to the negotiating table and start maybe less and more meeting. I just made that up. Not too bad. I think the problem here is that it seems like people are getting backed into a corner. And I believe you work with your allies. And if you're going to do tariffs, you make targeted tariffs. And, you know, I saw this with our iron ore industry in northern Minnesota. There was problems with China dumping steel. It was illegal. So we went after that in a targeted way and were able to reopen the mines at the end of the Obama administration and then more work during the Trump administration. But what bothers me about this, it's like meat cleaver. It's way too broad, and it's creating going to create more and more problems. And, you know, I'm glad the USDA is helping people out, particularly in the soybean area. But the farmers I talk to, they would rather be producing goods. They would rather be sending their soybeans around the world. And the problem is, of course, it's not just an immediate problem, because as this goes on and on, other countries, businesses in other countries are getting longer-term contracts with farmers in other countries. And we're going to get shut out of the market, not just right now, but in the future. And that's why I'm pushing for a resolution. And as president, I would, if these tariffs were all still in place, I would, of course, review them individually, figure out how to negotiate this so it works for everyone in our country.
All right. Now, this next topic is another one of those large topics and something that's on, I'm sure, every American's mind. And as the country's healthcare system, do you think that it needs to be changed? And if so, what are your plans that you can give to the listeners on that?
Yeah, I think that our healthcare system has to be made more affordable. And what I would do is, first of all, take on the pharma companies. It's nearly 20% of our healthcare costs right now. Unleash the power of seniors through Medicare to be able to negotiate for better prices. I lead that bill, as well as allowing for less expensive drugs from other countries like Canada. And I would do that, as well as allow for more competition for healthcare and bring down premiums by having something called a public option, which is a nonprofit option, so that I think it'll create pressure on the insurance companies to lower their rates. And those are the ideas I have, and there's a lot of other things out there, but the focus should be on affordability.
Now, another real topical, sensitive issue, again, this always comes up, but the issues of guns. It seemingly happens every time whenever there's a shooting, whether it be small-scale or mass shooting, the topic of gun safety or better laws for guns is discussed for a couple of weeks, but then really nothing happens. So do you have any plans or anything that you would like to see if elected president on the topic of guns and or gun safety in this country?
You know, I think that this is going to be different this time, because you had a situation where that guy in Dayton killed 9 people in 30 seconds because he had these high-capacity magazines. And you look at the fact that the police did everything right. They got there in 1 minute. They got there in a minute and shot him. But still, 9 people died. 30-some people were injured. We have to do something about this. And I will come from a hunting state just like Iowa, and I think we've seen a sea change. I think a lot of our hunters understand that, you know, sensible background checks, waiting periods, and things like that isn't going to hurt, as I always say, my Uncle Dick and his deer stand. And so I think we've got to approach this not just as a partisan issue that is not going to work totally. We have to approach this as, how are we going to get support for making some sensible changes? Because this just isn't working. We have such a high rate of these homicides and mass shootings in the U.S. compared to other countries, and I think we can do better.
Absolutely. And finally, Senator Klobuchar, if you wouldn't mind explaining to us simply, why are you running for president?
I'm running because I believe we need to bridge this river of our divides to get to a higher place in our politics. I come from a core of politics which believes that it's about improving people's lives, right? That's something that Paul Wellstone always used to say, who was Tom Harkin's best friend. So simply about improving people's lives. And when you look at it that way, we have so much more work that we have to do. And I'm someone that has gotten things passed. I've passed over 100 bills where I'm the lead Democrat. I'm someone who has won races in rural areas and very red districts, congressional districts, and I've done it by simply reaching out to people. And I think that's what we need in our country right now. There's way too much divisiveness, and you need someone that can bring people together, regardless of if they're from red states or blue states, and move forward as a country, as one team, as one America. And that's what I'm talking about.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with one of our presidential candidates for the Democratic nomination is U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.